Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi by Avram Goldar and today Masechus Menachos Daf Tzadi Off the 10th Perek Shtei Midos. So the three jobs we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara asks why the Torah need to write Lefal Nedo Oba Nedava. According to Rabbi Yoshia, who holds that Pasuk is always needed to divide between items, this word tells us that Nesachim are required for bringing a Nedar or a Nedava without bringing both. According to Rabbi Yonasan, who holds a pasuk is not needed to divide between items, the word is needed because one might think, I see neder nedava tiske ben nesachim dechod. If one brought a neder and a nedava, it's sufficient with nesachim of one. The word o teaches that he must bring separate nesachim for each carbon. The word o is written three more times to teach progressively greater chedushim. Number one, even if one brought an ola and shlamim, which were both a neder or both a nedava, two sets of nesachim are still required. Number two, even if one brings two olos or two shlamim, one as a neder and the other as a nedava, two sets of nesachim are required. And number three, even if one brings two olos or two shlamim, both as either a neder or nedava, two sets of nesachim are always required. Point number two, the Mishnah on the previous daf taught that although a chatas and ashim generally do not require nesachim, the chatas and ashim of a metzora do require nesachim. A braisa teaches that when the pasuk about a metzora's korbanos requires bringing a mincha, but mincha ba'im a zevach chakas medaber, the pasuk is speaking about a mincha which comes together with the carbon rather than an independent mincha. This is proven from the later pasuk which says, "V'ale a kohen as a olah as a mincha." The kohen shall offer the olah and the mincha, implying that the mincha is brought because of the olah. We derive that nesachim of wine are also required from the pasuk discussing nesachim, which says to bring a quarter of a hin of wine for a nesach, o olah o zevach lekevas echod, for the olah or the sacrifice of the lamb. Olah refers to the metzora's olah, zevach refers to the metzora's chatas, and olah zevach alludes to metzora's asham, thus requiring wine nesachim for all three. The Gemara proceeds to prove that the pasuk refers to the metzora's karbanas and not the chatas and ashim of a nazir, nor the olah brought by a woman who gave birth. And point number three, the Gemara asks why the pasuk says o l'ayil, or for a ram, and answers that it teaches that a palgas requires the same nesachim as an ayil, not like those of a keves. A palgas is a male sheep in its 13th month, older than a keves, a lamb, but younger than an ayil, a ram. This answer fits with Rabbi Yochanan, who holds a palgas is a bria, an independent entity, neither keves nor ayil. So a pasuk is needed to teach which nesachim to bring. As the Mishnah states, one who brought a palgas, after vowing to bring either a keves or an ayil, brings nesachim of an ayil, but it does not count for his carbon. However, Bar Badal holds, in this case, maisi masne. He brings nesachim of an ayil and stipulates that if the palgas is an ayil, all the nesachim are for it, and if it's a keves, the surplus nesachim should be a voluntary offering to sveku, because a palgas is a case of doubt, meaning if it's a keves or ayil. The Gemara asks, according to Bar Pada, itzrikra l'rabuye sveka, is a pasuk necessary to include a suffix to require bringing a nesachim of an ayil? The Gemara concedes that it's definitely difficult according to Bar Pada. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Gemara asks why the Torah needed to write lefal neder on benedava. According to Rabbi Yoshia, who holds that pasuk is always needed to divide between items, this word tells us that nesachim are required for bringing a neder or a nedava without bringing both. According to Rabbi Yonasan, who holds a pasuk is not needed to divide between items, the word is needed because one might think, I see neder nedava tiske ben nesachim dechod. If one brought a neder and a nedava, it's sufficient with nesachim of one. The word O teaches that he must bring separate nesachim for each carbon. The word O is written three more times to teach progressively greater chedushim. Number one, even if one brought an ola and shlamim, which were both a neder or both a nedava, two sets of nesachim are still required. Number two, even if one brings two olos or two shlamim, one as a neder and the other as a nedava, two sets of nesachim are required. And number three, even if one brings two olos or two shlamim, both as either a neder or nedava, two sets of nesachim are always required. Point number two, the Mishnah on the previous daf taught that although a chatas and ashim generally do not require nesachim, the chatas and ashim of a metzora do require nesachim. A braisa teaches that when the pasuk about a metzora's korbanos requires bringing a mincha, but mincha ba'im a zevach chakas medaber, the pasuk is speaking about a mincha which comes together with the carbon rather than an independent mincha. This is proven from the later pasuk, which says, "V'ale a kohen as a olah as a mincha." The kohen shall offer the olah and the mincha, implying that the mincha is brought because of the olah. We derive that nesachim of wine are also required from the pasuk discussing nesachim, which says to bring a quarter of a hin of wine for a nesach, o a zevach lekevas echot, for the ola or the sacrifice of the lamb. Ola refers to the metzora's ola, zevach refers to the metzora's chatas, and ola zevach alludes to metzora's asham, thus requiring wine nesachim for all three. The Gemara proceeds to prove that the pasuk refers to the metzora's karbanas and not the chatas and asham of Nazir, nor the ola brought by a woman who gave birth. And point number three, the Gemara asks why the pasuk says o l'ayel, or for a ram, and answers that it teaches that a palgas requires the same nesachim as an ayel, not like those of a keves. A palgas is a male sheep in its 13th month, older than a keves, a lamb, but younger than an ayel, a ram. This answer fits with Rabbi Yochanan, who holds a palgas is a bria, an independent entity, neither keves nor ayel. So a pasuk is needed to teach which nesachim to bring. As the Mishnah states, one who brought a palgas, after vowing to bring either a keves or an ayel, brings nesachim of an ayel, but it does not count for his carbon. However, Bar Bada holds, in this case, maisi masne. He brings nesachim of an ayel and stipulates that if the palgas is an ayel, all the nesachim are for it, and if it's a keves, the surplus nesachim should be a voluntary offering to sveku, because a palgas is a case of doubt, meaning if it's a keves or ayel. The Gemara asks, according to Bar Pada, Itzrikra l'rebuye sveka, is a pasuk necessary to include a suffix to require bringing a nesachim of an ayel? The Gemara concedes that it's definitely difficult according to Bar Pada. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Tzadi Aleph, and a standard siman is an exit sign based on the word Yetziah, exit sign. So here goes. As the man bringing two olas as nedavas left the nesachim store under the exit sign with his two nesachim, followed by the metzora with his nesachim for his chatas and asham, a man entered with his 13-month-old palgas, which had an old exit sign in its mouth, to get nesachim similar to an aisle, not a keves. Once again, in slow motion. As a man bringing two olas as the dove was left in the nesachim store under the exit sign, that must moren daf tzadi aleph. As a man bringing two olas as the dove was left in the nesachim store under the exit sign with his two nesachim, which reminds us, we learn that one who brings two karbanas, even of the same type, require two sets of nesachim. So as the man bringing two olas as nedavos left the nesachim store under the exit sign with his two nesachim, followed by the metzor with his nesachim for his chatas and asham, which reminds us, the Mishnah on the previous daf taught that although a chatas and asham generally do not require nesachim, the chatas and asham of a metzorah do require nesachim. A brisa teaches that when the pasuk about a metzorah's karbanos requires bringing a mincha, but mincha ba imazevach hakas medaber, the pasuk is speaking about a mincha which comes together with the carbon, rather than an independent mincha. So as a man bringing two olas as nedavos left the nesachim store under the exit sign with his two nesachim, followed by the metzora with his nesachim for his chatas and asham, a man entered with his 13-month-old palgas, which had an old exit sign in its mouth, to get nesachim similar to an aisle, not a keves, which reminds us, the Gemara asks why the pasuk says o l'aisle, or for a ram, and answers that it teaches that a palgas requires the same nesachim as an ayel, not like those of a keves. A palgas is a male sheep in its 13th month, older than a keves, but younger than an ayel. So once again, as a man bringing two olas as nedavos left the nesachim store under the exit sign with his two nesachim, followed by the metzora with his nesachim for his chatas and asham, a man entered with his 13-month-old palgas, which had an old exit sign in its mouth, to get nesachim similar to an ayel, not a keves. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazara. Daf Pei Zayin. So the Simur Daf Pei Zayin is a golden Pez candy retriever. So here goes. The candies made from sweetened old wine that cannot be used for nesachim were loaded into Yisaron and Chetz Yisaron golden candy dispenser measures. Golden candy dispenser measures? That must be on Daf Pei Zayin. The candies made from sweetened old wine that cannot be used for nesachim, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses which wines may not be used for nesachim, such as sweet wine and yashan. Rav Ashi differentiates between two types of sweet wine. Sweetness caused by the sun is not repulsive, so it's valid b'dievid, but sweetness caused by the fruit itself is mice. It's repulsive, so that sweet wine is puzzle even b'dievid. So the candies made from the sweetened old wine that could not be used for nesachim were loaded into Yisaron and Chetz Yisaron golden candy dispenser measures, which reminds us, the 10th parak begins, Shtei midos shel yavesh hayiba mikdash. There are two sizes of measures for dry goods in the mikdash, an Yisaron and a Chetz Yisaron. Reb Meir says there are two types of Yisaron and a Chetz Yisaron. The Yisaron was used to measure flour for almanachos, including those requiring multiple Yisronos. For example, three Yisronos for a par. By measuring an Yisaron, multiple times. The Chetzi Yisroel was used to divide the Chaviti Kohen Gadol into the two halves which were brought in the morning and afternoon. So the candies made from the sweetened old wine that cannot be used for Nesachim were loaded into Yisroel and the Chetzi Yisroel golden candy dispenser measures, and then stacked in boxes on a Shulchan that was designed not to be Mekadosh Lavona in its airspace, which reminds us, Rami Bar Chama asked Rav Chista, Shulchan Maushi Yikadosh Kamatzim Bagodeshalo, can the Shulchan consecrate Kamatzim of Lavona in its airspace? Do we say that since the Shulchan sanctifies bread, meaning the Lechem Apanim, on its surface, it can also be Makadosh Kamatzim of Lavona, despite not being in the Bezich, in the spoons? Or do we say that that which is fit for the Shulchan, meaning the Lechem Apanim, it can be Makadosh, but it cannot be Makadosh Kamatzim of Lavona, which are not fit for it? Rav Chisra replied that it cannot be Makadosh them. Daf Peches. So the Siman Daf Peches is Pach, a garbage can. So here goes. The garbage man, that must be more on Daf Peches, Pach. The garbage man who was obsessed with the base of Migdash and made himself two sets of measuring cups in the shape of garbage cans, one in ascending order and one descending, which reminds us, the Mishnah on the previous daf taught that there were seven mitos for liquids in the Migdash. In a Braisa review, to list them in ascending order from a quarter log to a heme, and Reb Meir lists these mitos in descending order. Reb Yochanan explains that Reb Yehuda holds Beirutzi Amidas Nitzkadshu. The heaping above the measures was sanctified. He holds Kosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe a revius, the smallest mita, and told him to measure the other mitos using the revias to be large enough to include the additional beirutzim, because pouring into a larger vessel usually retains the beirutzim. So the garbage man who was obsessed with the base of Migdash and made himself two sets of measuring cups in the shape of garbage cans, one in ascending order and one descending, practiced refilling his model menorah to the top when one of the lamps went out in the middle of the night, which reminds us, the Gemara details the procedure for relighting a ner of the menorah which went out prematurely during the night. So the garbage man who was obsessed with the base of Migdash and made himself two sets of measuring cups in the shape of garbage cans, one in ascending order and one descending, practiced refilling his model menorah to the top when one of the lamps went out in the middle of the night, by first cleaning it out by bending it over, since it could not be detached. Which reminds us, Rav Sheshet said, Ner she b'migdash shel prakim hava. Each lamp of the menorah in the Migdash was made of parts which were thin and flexible and could be bent downwards during cleaning, but could not be detached from the menorah. He holds that the requirements to make the menorah from a kikra of gold and miksha, hammered out from a single piece, included the menorah and its lamps, so the neros were attached. Thus, if the menorah were not made of flexible parts, it could not be properly cleaned before each day's lighting. Daf Pei Tes. So the Siman Daf Pei Tes is a pot. So here goes. The Chalom Pot Salesman. Chalom Pot. That must mean we're on Daf Pei Tes. The Chalom Pot Salesman, demonstrating that the pots could also be used to pour a Chetzi Yisroel of oil into each ner of the menorah, that it should burn from evening to morning, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that half a log of oil was used for each ner of the menorah. The Pasuk Me'erev Ad Boker, from evening until morning, teaches Tenli Midas to give the menorah its necessary measure of oil, Shetehei Dolechas V'Holechas Me'erev Ad Boker, that it should burn from evening until morning. The Chachamim assess that half a log is necessary for each ner to last from evening until morning. There's Malchokas if they start with a larger measure and work their way down when evaluating the correct amount, or start with a smaller measure and work their way up. So the Chalom Pot Salesman, demonstrating that the pots could also be used to pour a Chetzi Yisroel of oil into each ner of the menorah, that it should burn from evening to morning, and were perfect for mixing the Nesachim of bulls with the Nesachim of rams, since the oil to flour ratio was the same, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Ma'arvin Niske Parim B'Niske Elim. We may mix the Nesachim of bulls with the Nesachim of rams, because the ratio of oil to flour is the same, 2 lugin of oil per Yisroel of flour. A bull requires 6 lugim for 3 Yisronos, while ram requires 4 lugim for 2 Yisronos. Nesachim of different karbonos of lambs may be mixed for the same reason, but the Nesachim of lambs, which require 3 lugims for 1 Yisaron, may not be mixed with the Nesachim of bulls and rams. So the Chalom Pot Salesman, demonstrating that the pots could also be used to pour a Chetzi Yisaron of oil into each ner of the menorah, that it should burn from evening to morning, and were perfect for mixing the Nesachim of bulls with the Nesachim of rams, since the oil to flour ratio was the same, was approached by a Matzor who wanted to buy a pot for his Nesachim, despite the fact that his Ashim was brought Lo-ishmo, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said that an Ashim Metzora which was shechted, Shalo-ishmo, requires Nesachim like a standard Ashim Metzora, although it does not fulfill his obligation. Because if you don't say so, but offer it without Nesachim like a basic Ashim, you've invalidated it. Since this animal was designated as an Ashim Metzora, it cannot be offered as an ordinary Ashim. Dav Tzadi. So the Simur Dav Tzadi is a Tzedakah box. So here goes. The Gabbai Tzedaka who is using an empty Tzedaka box, that must more on Daf Tzadi. The Gabbai Tzedaka who is using an empty Tzedaka box to demonstrate Beirut's Amidos and to explain if they are Kodesh or not, which reminds us, in the next mission, the Tanakhama says, Midas Halach Beirut Sehen Kodesh. Regarding liquid measures, their heaping over the measures is sanctified, but the Beirutim of dry measures are Chulin. The Gemara explains that he holds a Midas Halach was Nimshecha Ben Bemifnim Ben Bemechutz, anointed both on the inside and on the outside, so the outer lip can sanctify its Beirutim, whereas a Midas Yavish was only anointed Bifnim, but not Bechutz, and cannot sanctify its Beirutim. Rabbi Kiva says that Midas Halach are Kodesh and sanctify even their Beirutim, whereas the Midas and Yavish are chol, so their Beirutzin are chulin. So the Gabbai Tzedaka was using an empty Tzedaka box to demonstrate Beirut's Amidos and to explain if they are Kodesh or not, was looking forward to emptying out his Tzedaka box to buy wheat for Karbanos when the price dropped, which reminds us, if one commits to supply fine flour for the base of Mikdash at 4 saw per sella, ba'amdu b'shalosh, and the price of flour increased to 3 saw per sella, yisapik ba'arba, he must supply it at the original price of 4 per sella. This is because Hekdash immediately acquired the flour when the Gizbar originally gave money to the supplier. If the price was initially 3 saw per sella and decreased to 4 saw per sella, he must supply flour at the new lower price. She had Hekdash al Hayon because Hekdash always has the upper hand. So the Gabbai Tzedaka was using an empty Tzedaka box to demonstrate Beirut's Amidos and to explain if they are Kadosh or not, was looking forward to emptying out his Tzedaka box to buy wheat for Karbanos when the price dropped, which had a smaller box attached to it on the side for Nesachim, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses which Karbanos require Nesachim. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Which Daf do we have focus about the listing of the 7 Midos for liquids? That's on Daf Peches. Good. Number 2. Which Daf do you discuss whether the Shulchan can be Mekadosh Kamatzim of Levona in its airspace? That's on Daf Pezayin. Good. Number 3. Which Daf do we learn the Midos for measuring Yavesh in the Mikdash? That's on Daf Pezayin. Good. Number 4. Which Daf do you learn a Pagus requires Nesachim like an aisle? That's on Daf Tzadi Olav. Good. Number 5. Which Daf do we Malkokas about Beirut's Amidos of Midas Halach and Midas Yavesh? That's on Daf Tzadi. Good. Number 6. Which Daf do you discuss a case where one committed to supply flour for the base of Migdash and the price changed? That's on Daf Tzadi. Good. Number 7. Which Daf do we learn that the Ner Meravi is an Edus that the Shechina is Shorah by Yisrael? That's on Daf Pevav. Good. Number 8. Which Daf do we ask if one incurs Malkus for being Makdish, wormy grain like being Makdish, a Balmum? That's on Daf Pehe. Good. Number 9. Which Daf do we learn that an Ashim Metzor, which was Shechted, Shalo Lashmo, still requires Nesachim? That's on Daf Peites. Great. And number 10. Which Daf do we learn the measurement of oil which should be placed in each Ner of the menorah so that it should burn from evening until morning? That's on Daf Peites. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.